Dirty Deeds. fresh off the ladder here at RadioValencia.fm.
I am so worried about your well-being because you're up a ladder that's not really substantiated.
Oh, here's the thing.
Supported by anything?
You don't know how to anchor, like, here. It's about the degree against the wall.
Okay.
You have to stick your arms out and then sort of gauge if it's 120 degrees from
the... I'm
just saying, like, if you orient it...
You
should, because you're not that capable. Thank you for what?
Finding me a sponge.
You're welcome. I brought them.
It actually has scrubby things on it.
I brought it.
Oh, I could take this shit off the wall with the sponge.
Dude, I love that you mentioned scrub. We got no scrubs coming up later. We do. We have no scrubs coming from TLC, which is exactly what this studio needs. Just a little bit of TLC. Anyway, in that set...
Need some scrubs.
In that set, we heard from AC/DC, Dirty Deeds, Done Dirt Cheap. Before that, Robert Plant, Weird Shit from like 2006. Weird Shit.
That was Robert Plant?
Yes. Dirt in a Hole. And before that, The White Stripes, something that we all knew and loved. Dead Leaves and the Dirty Ground.
Oh, man.
Opening it up.
I was across the street trying to negotiate the Chinese fast food
chicken
menu
steak
thing.
Opening it up, something that you missed by Danny Goh, who is a favorite of 8 and under, I think, listeners. Swab the Deck. It was as close as I could find to a wailing song, and it was terrific. Kept me moving. I don't know. Where were you?
Sea Shanties. I was across the street getting us food from Chinese place that you're being racist about. And we'll see if it's good or not.
I'm not being racist. They're Chinese. I'm not being racist. I'm saying what it is.
They have 5 sauce options.
Sauce.
And it does say source on the on the menu.
Stop. Meldor, stop.
Anyway.
But to my point, what do you have lined up for us?
I saw The Descendants last weekend. I missed the show, which meant you missed it because you don't know how these buttons work. Because I was in bumfuck nowhere. Oh, right.
Ross says.
Yeah. If I knew where my phone was, I'd... Ross has also taught me...
Perfect.
Set
background
to,
music. Do not disturb.
Do not disturb.
Jesus fucking Christ.
I had a big day yesterday.
Yeah, no, Meldor. And now we're doing spring cleaning and no one's here to help us. That's the funniest thing.
People.
But we're still doing a really good job and we're doing an okay show.
Which is the part that I thought we weren't doing.
We've had dead air, we've had music,
the fact I have to pay attention to what I'm doing instead of just scrubbing things.
If I'm not here to give you something to complain about, then what is my job? That and solid content.
Anyway, I was in Wheatland.
Oh, good, he remembered the name. Go on, Meldor.
And it sucked, and I
remember. No, it didn't.
Reminded me why I hated the Central Valley.
What about the carnitas?
But I did buy 2 pounds of carnitas at a place. If you're ever in Wheatland, California, go to a place called... don't make me think of names.
I didn't mean to. I just thought you wanted... That was, like, kind of a highlight.
No, it was. It was a fucking... We stayed in a total crack hotel, but, like, within a 5-minute walk, there was an amazing taqueria that I got a carnitas burrito, and it was so fucking good. I went back the next morning and ordered 2 pounds of carnitas to go, and I basically eaten carnitas this entire week for every meal, and I'm not sad about it.
You look healthy.
Yeah, sure I do.
Got some sun.
Yeah. That's because one of the five parties I went to yesterday was on a rooftop deck.
That guy's got a douchey haircut.
I mean, he had like a racer head. Like,
talking about the party guy or the guy who just walked by?
No, the guy just walked by.
Ekphrasis.
Sorry.
Ekphrasis.
His haircut was almost as bad as that other guy's shirt. This is the Curated Catastrophe.
RadioValencia.fm.
And this is one of the bands I saw when I was in Wheatland. When I was also at a cemetery.
Flatland.
But you wouldn't let me tell that story, so whatever.
We have one more Dead Mom drop.
Oh, good. But it's my set now, so this is The Descendants. One of the two bands I saw.
Mine.
At a fucking casino in Wheatland.
Mine.
Space cats. Green Steve is a mineral mine. His wife Claire about some gigs she'd seen. Clean Steve was outside the house washing both his feet. We all had dinner with him once. He gave us lots to eat. There's some real people in the world and some who are pretend. Clean Steve is making videos with a man next door's best friend. He's good at playing frisbee and his teeth are shining bright. I think he comes from Leatherhead, if all my facts are right. Clean Steve, Clean Steve, they don't come any day. Clean Steve is a mineral man. We'll be right back.
and Chains, which is
also a reject on my list.
I'm really
glad you played it, though.
But it was a request from Rocker Smooth, who is down to his last few shows here before he relocates. So you want to tune in for him at 6 p.m.
Where is he going?
South Carolina, Florida? I don't know. No, South Carolina.
Okay.
But yeah, we're bummed to be losing him, but he's going to maintain his show because radio, doing bullshit radio for fun is important to some of us for creative outlets.
The thing about Rocker Smooth is he always showed up at the moment that you needed him. He always had the allusion to what you were talking about. He always had the clip to the movie that you referenced. He always had the song that you forgot about. He always had the power cable that you didn't have.
We don't have to talk about him in
the past tense. No, I'm just saying, like,
it's a bummer that he's moving out of the area, but
dang
yeah.
It.
Yeah. Bummer. But enjoy his show at 6 p.m.
You know?
Try not to be so maudlin.
No, but and also thanks for everything.
Yeah.
Dead Mom Drop 2?
Oh, well, I could probably find it.
You should have been a fucking better EP.
Well.
Do that in your next life.
Oh, Carol!
That's it. That's my mom's name. Sometimes I walk in the front door and I turn the key and I just say, Mom, the way that I used to when I would come see her.
No, I my mom is still extant.
You wait.
And I just can't imagine, honestly.
Well, she and I used to talk about it. Because it was a little bit beyond me, too, about how it was going to go. When I lost her, I knew it was going to be a big deal. We tried to talk about it. I found it helpful.
Yeah, clearly, and you can't tell somebody else how to do their grief.
Let's just get off this. Anyway, you're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm.
I'm going to go get some
chicken steak?
Weird chicken steak across the street.
I'm going to continue
which I will
painting
then eat
the
with
studio.
Cancerous cleaning chemicals on my hand.
Cats don't have cancer.
No, they die of kidney disease.
Anyway, so do we.
This is the Curated Catastrophe.
Radio Valencia.
Dot.
FM.
A scrub is a guy that thinks he's fine. This also known as a buster. Always talking about what he wants and just sits on his book. I don't wanna give you mine and no. I don't wanna meet you nowhere, no. I don't wanna nail time and no. I don't want no scrub. A scrub doesn't gotta can't get no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. I don't want no scrub. A scrub doesn't gotta can't get no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. And I know that he cannot approach me. Cause I'm looking like glass and he's looking like trash. Can't get with a dead beat. So, no, I don't want your number, no. I don't wanna give you mine and no. I don't wanna meet you nowhere, no. No one none of your time. No, I don't want no scrub. A scrub isn't gonna can't get no love from me. Hanging out the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. Scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me.
Hey, car, and you're walking.
Oh, yes, son, I'm talking to you.
If you live at home with your mama.
Oh, yes, son, I'm talking to you.
If you have a shorty that you don't show love.
Oh, yes, son, I'm talking to you.
Wanna get with me with no money.
Oh, no.
No,
I don't want no scrub. No scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me.
spatially expand my horizons. Then it leaves you in a class with scrubs, never rising. I don't find it surprising if you don't have the G's to please me and bounce from here to the coast of overseas. So let me give you something to think about. Inundate your mind with intentions to turn you out. Forget the focus on the picture in front of me. You would clear as DVD on digital TV screen. Satisfy my appetite with something spectacular. Check your vernacular, and then I get back to ya. With diamond-like precision, insatiable is what I envision. Can't detect acquisition from your friend's expedition. Mister, if you really wanna know, ask Chili. Could I be a silly? Not really. T-bars and all my senoritas and stepping on your feet lies, but you don't hit me though.
No, I don't want no scrub. A scrub doesn't gotta can't get no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. I don't want no scrub. A scrub doesn't gotta can't get no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. I don't want no scrub. A scrub doesn't gotta can't get no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me.
Man, that's a fucking rerun. Turn the TV off, man. Turn the radio on, man. Turn the radio on.
Hey, Ron, you gotta work with some Kool-Aid.
Drug Barnes.
It ain't nothing on the radio, man.
This incredible quality content only available to you on The Cure to Catastrophe, RadioValencia.fm.
Dirty.
Too dirty to clean my act up. If you ain't dirty, you ain't here to party.
Smooth, gentlemen, move. Somebody ring the alarm, a fire on the roof.
Ring the alarm,
and I'm throwing elbows.
Ring the alarm,
and I'm throwing elbows.
Ring the alarm,
and I'm throwing elbows.
Give me some room, coming through. Paid my dues, in the mood. Me and my girls gonna shake the room. She's just spinning the show, yeah. Let's get dirty, that's my jam. I need that to get me off. Sweating till my clothes come off. It's explosive, the speakers are pumping. I'm still jumping, 6 in the morning. Table dancing, glasses for pressure. No questions, time for some action. Yeah, but just go. Can you turn it down?
Deals, I drive a four-wheel wide with four.
dogs. Let them out, hurt women. Let them in. It's like I'm ODB. They're what y'all think.
Casey Kasem, and I'd like to remind you that Schaefer from the Bay is the one keeping the flaming soul of this dumpster fire alive.
Where's my snare? I have no snare in my headphones. There you go. Yeah.
Have you ever been hated or discriminated against? I have. I've been protested and demonstrated against. Picket signs for my wicked rhymes. Look at the times. Sick is the mind of the and keep this behind. All this commotion, emotions run deep as oceans exploding. Tempers flaring from Paris. Blow them off and keep going. Not taking nothing from no one. Give them hell long as I'm breathing. Keep kicking ass in the morning and taking names in the evening. Leaving with the taste of sour as vinegar in their mouth. See, they can trigger me, but they'll never figure me out. Look at me now, I bet you're probably sick of me now. Ain't you, mama? I'ma make you look so ridiculous now. I'm sorry, mama. I never meant to hurt you. I never meant to make you cry. But tonight, I'm cleaning out my closet. One more time. I said, I'm sorry, mama. I never meant to hurt you. I never meant to make you cry, but tonight I'm cleaning out my closet. I got some skeletons in my closet, and I don't know if no one knows it. So before they throw me inside my coffin and close it, I'ma expose it. I'll take you back to 73, before I ever had a multi-platinum selling CD. I was a baby, maybe I was just a couple of months. My father must have had his panties up in a bunch. As he split, I wonder if he even kissed me goodbye. No, I don't. On second thought, I just wished he would die. I look at Haley, and I couldn't picture leaving her side. Even if I hated Kim, I'd grit my teeth and I'd try to make it work with her. At least for Haley's sake, I maybe made some mistakes, but I'm only human. But I'm man enough to face him today. What I did was stupid, no doubt it was dumb. But the smartest thing I did was take the bullets out of that gun. Cause I'd have killed him, and I would have shot Kim and them both. It's my life, I'd like to welcome y'all to the Eminem show. I'm sorry, mama. I never meant to hurt you. I never meant to make you cry. But tonight, I'm cleaning out my closet. One more time. I said, I'm sorry, mama. I never meant to hurt you. I never meant to make you cry. But tonight, I'm cleaning out my closet. Nah, I would never diss my own mama just to get recognition. Take a second to listen who you think this record is dissing, but put yourself in my position. Just try to envision witnessing your mama popping prescription pills in the kitchen. Pretend that someone's always going through a person missing, going through public housing systems, victim of Munchausen syndrome. My whole life I was made to believe I was sick when I wasn't, till I grew up. Now I grew up. It makes you sick to your stomach, doesn't it? Wasn't it the reason you made that CD for me, ma? So you could try to justify the way you treated me, ma. But guess what, you're getting older now, and it's cold when you're lonely. And Nathan's growing up so quick, he's gonna know that you're phony. And Haley's getting so big now, you should see her, she's beautiful. But you'll never see her, she won't even be at your funeral. See, what hurts me the most is you won't admit you was wrong. Do your song, keep telling yourself that you was a mom. But how dare you try to take what you didn't help me to get. You selfish, I hope you burn in hell for this. Remember when Ron money died and you said you wished it was me. Well, guess what? I am dead. Dead to you as can be. I'm sorry, mama. I never meant to hurt you. I never meant to make you cry. But tonight, I'm cleaning up my closet. One more time. I said, I'm sorry, mama. I never meant to hurt you. I never meant to make you cry. But tonight, I'm cleaning up my closet.
Curate a catastrophe where the most dramatic hair tosses happen off air, and they aren't mine. Maldor.
Whatever.
Whatever.
a hair toss. I've worn my hair down 2 days in a row, and it's weird, to be honestly.
Really? Well, today it's clean, but our last set was all about things that are dirty.
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 What was in that set?
Shame on by Old Dirty Bastard, of course, some sort of Wu-Tang Clan.
Wu-Tang Clan. The deadest member of the Wu-Tang Clan.
Cleaning Out My Closet by Eminem before that, and then Dirty by Christina Aguilera featuring Redman. It has a couple of R's. Are you supposed to say it like...
I don't fucking
know. Dirty. Dirty.
I don't think so. Is she Puerto Rican?
I included a little bit of the intro from Master P's Get Away Clean, but didn't want to play the entire song.
Why?
Opening up the set, we heard No Scrubs by TLC. TLC, which is a little thing that this studio could use and that Maldoror and I are giving it today.
So when you show up, if you are a Radio Valencia DJ...
It's only halfway done, guys.
It's going to look like shit.
Fucking simmer down. Fuck you, it doesn't look like shit.
Well, no, but I mean like half... It looks half done.
Sweetheart, it's in progress.
And we are half done.
I would hope we're never done.
I hope we're never done here at Radio Valencia.
You know?
And if you would like to contribute to Radio Valencia, go to the webpage, radiovalencia.fm, and click
on the PayPal button.
PayPal button down on the right. Also, you can now Venmo Radio Valencia at radiovalencia.fm? I don't know. Fuck, I don't know. But we have Venmo, finally. It goes straight to John Hill, which is fine. So you can buy things like slip mats and t-shirts and tote bags. We have tote bags. I'm so excited we have tote bags.
Really?
No, because tote bags fucking suck. But every radio station in the world, every like shitty NPR, PBS, it's like, oh, you could get this delightful tote bag. I think it's awesome that we now are a real radio station because we have tote bags.
I am wearing an original. Turn down the background music, homie. I'm wearing an original RadioValencia.fm t-shirt.
Don't criticize my producing.
Lack of.
That's faded as fuck. That's how you know it's original.
I love this shirt. I love the shirt and I love the old one so much. We do have a new design.
And you could buy that on RadioValencia.fm.
Yes, you can.
You cannot buy slip mats because we've sold out, and I just texted John Hill to give him shit because the turntables here in the studio do not have Radio Valencia slip mats on them. That is a substantial oversight in basic station function, as I see it.
Staying on brand, I'm eating your chicken steak.
Fantastic. The one you were bitching endlessly about?
I just feel like it might be neither chicken nor steak. But at this point in the afternoon, we have to go for some sustenance.
It will keep us alive.
The walls are starting to look... Really, the light is reflected
They're
differently.
They're starting to throb a bit.
Dude, seriously, it's so much better. That's not true. Not yet.
We missed our union-approved 15-minute break
because
we were actually working.
I know.
So,
can you imagine? That's how it is, Maldor. It's hard to work.
Have you played? Oh, I did play three sections for you. Fuck. It means I have to.
You gotta
fill out the
man
rest.
Up. That's right.
God damn it. All right. Well,
I appreciated your segment, though. The shit Maldor listened to.
Bullshit Maldor watched.
Yeah.
I tell you, Ballad of Cable Hogue, the best Sam Peckinpah movie with almost zero violence in it.
Sam Peckinpah.
Made in 1970, featuring Stella Stevens and Jason Robards. You got me back on my bullshit. This is The Curated Catastrophe.
Radio Valencia.
.fm.
What happened to your queer party, friends?
I got a gold chain. US Open trophy, what up, hyphy? Y'all don't know me, dirt nasty, ass cheeks, spread wide, G-string to the side. One drink, Cavassier, two drink, vodka straight, three drink, I'm in the sink, throwing up on my brand new mint coat, and I'm doing coke. Y'all can't hold my donkey bro, now call the pope. Pray for me, go roll voice with your lady. I lived through the 80s, and shit was crazy.
Everybody wanna know my name. Bring the pain and pop the champagne. Every girl wanna hold my chain when I fuck their brains out on the Moscow. Gold chain.
It was 1980.
I want seem that way to me, and tell your girl to stop paging me.
What?
I rolled in, stoned as hell. White lines, gold gazelles. Hotel on Sunset. Young hoes get undressed. Dirt dick ain't done yet. Insert the clip and get the gun wet. Snuff set, I'm radical. T-shirt say party animal. I ain't no amateur. This ain't no Hands Across America. I shine like Morrissey on Hennessy on Christmas Eve. No, not more like Morris Day on Hella Yang. Dressing gay. I lived through the 80s and shit was crazy. Everybody wanna know my name. Bring the pain and pop the champagne. Every girl wanna hold my chain when I fuck their brains out on the Moscato.
Gold chain.
Like it was 1980.
I'm on cocaine.
Like it was 1980.
I'm like yo, man.
Like it was 1980. It sure does seem that way to me. And tell your girl to stop paging me.
What
happened to your queer party friends?
You gonna stop paging me.
What?
Gold chain.
Like it was 1980.
I'm on gold chain.
Like it was 1980.
I'm on gold chain.
Like it was 1980.
I'm on. It sure does seem that way to me. And tell you gonna stop paging me.
This is one thing that I was going to wait a while before we talked about. Maybe we'll talk about it now so you can think about it. Because we all have to make some kind of plans for ourselves. It's a free concert from now on. We'll be right back.
two large gins, two pints of cider, ice and cider.
If my father was loud, I'd ask him for some money.
If your father's my father, you wouldn't get it.
Yeah, that's...
Chin chin.
Oh. Well, now what's his name?
What about him?
I'm going to give him a call.
What for?
Ask him about his house.
You want me to call what's his name and ask him about his house?
Why not?
All right, what's his number?
I've no idea, I've never met him.
Well, neither have I. What the fuck are you talking about?
You're a relative with the house in the country.
Monty? Uncle Monty?
Him? That's the one. Get the jack fixed up, spend the week in the country.